We've been discussing the last few shiurim, the different mitzvahs of chesed shebegufoy, which are learnt out from the ma'aseh of v'simon labonim. The Rambam brings in Perek Yudal Mehilchos Ovel, one of the prime mitzvahs of ben adam l'chaver of chesed shebegufoy is nichum avelim. And the Rambam brings down the mekor of nichum avelim is the Rabbeinu Shalom visiting Yitzchok to give tanchumim after the period of Avraham. In this week's parasha, same idea, it's in this week's parasha, but the same idea is also true. We see in the beginning of the parasha the Yaakov preparing the Sudas Havora for Yitzchok for after the Levaya of Avraham Avinu. So the Nichum Avelim is prominent in this week's parasha. It's an expression of the Chesed Shebegufoy that the Rambam describes as a part of the Drabonon expression of the Mitzvah Seh of V'Avtal Orecha Kamoicha. The Rambam Hilchis Evil, Perek Yudalit, brings down the mitzvah of Nichum Avelim, and he says something interesting. The Rambam says that Nichum Avelim has precedence, has kedima over Bikachoylim, because Bikachoylim is only chesed and machayim. Nichum Avelim is chesed im ha-meisim v'im ha-chayim. That means that Nichum Avelim, Rambam says a chiddush, Nichum Avelim is a way, is the psychological or the emotional needs of the ovel, the mourner. Somebody who's in distress, somebody who's in a state of loss, needs to be comforted. He needs support. He needs a support network, and so on. However, we would understand Nichum Avelim could be at every step of the Nichum Avelim process is consistent with the person's emotional needs. Great psychologists have always said that the halachas of Nichum Avelim fit perfectly with the psychological steps of coming to terms with a loss. Rachmana litzlan. We shouldn't know from these things. But the Rambam says, the Rambam's mechadish for us, that the idea of Nichum Avelim is not only the tzorche ha-chayim, but the tzorche ha-mesim. The Radbaz over there in the Rambam is chelik, and he says the tzorche ha-chayim is certainly before tzorche ha-mesim. He says, so what's more important, the tzorche ha-chayim of Nichum Avelim, the emotional needs, or bikachem, the physical needs of somebody who's not well? He says the physical needs of somebody who's not well, because it's pekuch nefoshes, has kedima over Nichum Avelim, and the cheshbon of the mesim, he says, is not the kah in figuring out what to do first. The whole idea of Nichum Avelim being a nichum for the mesim, being a chesed with the mesim, is somewhat hard for us to grasp. The Shulti Gebarim, the end of Moed Kotnuf, we're looking to describe this not in metaphysical terms, but in a more concrete way. Shulti Gebarim, the end of Moed Kotnuf, discusses a halacha of the Rambam Paskins, that when a person dies, if there are no avelim, so then the a minion of people is mechuyev to sit in the place of the p'tira, and in that place of the p'tira, they're mechuyev to be oisik in nichum avelim. That's the Rambam. The Shulchan Gebarim says that the ikur of the nichum avelim is b'mokim ha-p'tira. Now, why would it be that if there's an oval who's sitting shiver achmal son, he's in America, his father's in Eretz Yisrael, that the ikur inyan of nichum avelim would be neskayim b'makom ha'p'tira? What's the difference where the person died? The point is where the avelim are sitting. We see again the same idea that the ikur of the nichum avelim is b'shvil ha'mesim, like the Rambam says. It's an ikur of giving to the mesim more important than the meaning, the emotional needs of the avelim, which is also true. It's a tremendous need, a tremendous chesed, a tremendous tzarech, and the sensitivity of how to be menachem avelim properly is an art unto itself. It's a subject for a separate share. But that's the meaning of Yerushalayim. The meaning of Yerushalayim was that there's a kpeida on the avelim to sit shiva b'mokom ha'p'tira, to the extent where if a person passed away in the hospital, many years ago in Yerushalayim, they sat shiva, there were families that sat shiva in the hospital. Because if that's the mokom ha'p'tira, that's the mokom where the neshama of that person left the gulf, that's the place. To the extent where the Rambam discusses maybe Nichum Avelim by the kever, which is the idea of the shura, which is right after, it's right there by the Beis HaKvaros, it's to be Menachem Es HaChaim Ve'es HaMeisim. The Rambam adds the chiddush, like we said, that if there are no Avelim, the person dies, doesn't leave over relatives, there's a chiyuv on a minion of people to be oisik in tefillah, so to speak, is a nichum for the nifter in the mokum of the p'tira. The Mechab and the Rama argue whether this is a true halacha in Yeridei Shinai and Vav Siv Gimel. Ramosha says something interesting. Ramosha in the Tshuva in Igris Moshe, Orechaim Chelik Dalid, Simen Mem Ois Yud Alef says that if somebody's Menachem Avelim, it might be a comfort for the Avelim, but it's certainly not a kium of the Nichum of the Mesim if it's Ayde the telephone. What's the pshat this Nichum Avelim for the Mesim? L'chayy, the pshat is that when a person leaves this world, the neshama feels a tremendous loss in terms of that person's inability to continue to accrue schuyas, ma'isim tovim, mitzvahs. It's a lost opportunity. Life is full of opportunity, and berega that a person leaves this world, growth and opportunity is no longer. When a person gets a nechama, al misosoy, the neshama is comforted by the fact that there's a hemshich. B'mokim ha'ptira, which is the place where the guf leaves the neshama, is the place where that statement has to be made that a person has a hemshich even after he leaves this world. He left over children, he left over friends, he left over positive influence which continues to grow and it continues to flourish even after he dies. Now, that's the only comfort that a neshama could take with it. So it's maybe something that we can't connect to fully, but there's a distinct element of a chiyuv of being oisik b'nichim avelim l'shem ha-mesim, not just l'chayim. It might be something worth thinking about when a person goes into a shiva house. Reb Kiva Eger in Hilchos Aveilos and Shinai Yevav Siv Dalid says interesting. He says that there's the famous minig not to take anything out of a house, out of a shiva house, because there's a ruach tumah in the base oval all 7 days. Very interesting. What's the ruach tumah? What is it? A base akvaros? Base akvaros is a place where there are dead people that are buried. I understand it's a ruach tumah. What's in the base oval? The person didn't die there. When the avelim are sitting shiva in that place is where there's an expression of the oval having left and what he's left behind. Avelim stayed behind. The pshat is that the oval has a hemshech, so to speak. I mean, it's not his children. It's close enough relative to Sid Shiva. Is those avelim are that person's hemshech. At the point of hemshech, the point of chibur, the point of connection to the world that's still here, even after the person's left, that's where the perception, and that's where the presence of the nifter is. That place, besides for being a place to be asking a nichum avelim, also has a ruach tumah. The meaning is not to take anything out of a shiva house. Interesting that the Torah finds expression in this week's parasha for Nichum Avelim in the episode of Yaakov Avinu selling the Bechorah. Yaakov Avinu was being Isaac and preparing the Sudas Havorah for Yitzchak, and Esav comes in, he's tired, he's hungry, Ken Lomaze Anoichi, and he sells the Bechorah to Yaakov. Michroli Kayoim, in that context, we understand the whole discussion over here is Esav doesn't believe in Olam Haboy, he doesn't believe in Hemshech. I'm here today, I'm tired and hungry, give me something to eat. Bechoyro, a concept of future, of Netzach, of Osid, get me out of it, I'm not interested. Yaakov Avinu is willing to give away, so to speak, the red beans. Red is always the color of something that lures in Olam Hazeh, something that's bright, something that's in front of one's eyes. In that context, Yaakov Avinu gives it away in order to secure his place, his Bechoyro, his Netzach, his Olam Habo. That's really what Nichum Avelim is about. Nichum Avelim is about affirming our connection between past and between future. That a person who's no longer in this world, even after a person leaves this world, he has a hemshech, and if anything, the ikar of a person is after he leaves this world, because that's when he has his ikar hashpo. A person's alive, his influence is limited. After he dies, his influence is ruchnias. It's a hemshech, it's netzach, it's teres. In that context, that is really, Nichum Avelim is really the lesson that Yaakov Avinu, with his buying the Bechorah and giving up Olam Hazeh of the Nezid HaDoshim, that's the statement that Yaakov Avinu was making for us.